A new exhibition of photographs opened in the town of Bromov this weekend, depicting the region's unique geography and cultural legacy. Bromov and the surrounding villages are once home to a sizable German community, almost all of whom were expelled after the war. The pictures, by photographer Hanna Yakarlova, record the echoes of a lost community. Rob Cameron was at the opening and has this report.
A violin plays in what was once the abbot's wing of Bromov's 14th century Benedictine monastery, which is currently hosting the exhibition Bromov Memory of the Heart. Bromov was formerly part of the German-speaking Sudetenland, but after 1945, the Germans, who numbered 90% of the local population, were expelled. Their departure left a hole in the region's geographical and cultural fabric, which is still felt today. Peter Barton is from the Sudeten German office in Prague, which is supporting the exhibition.
These are not photographs that we get to see every day. Braunau, as Bromov is called in German, is a region that is typical of the former Sudetenland, and it also experiences similar problems. History speaks for us and to us. One can see here how much was lost through the expulsion of the Germans, and somehow that wound still remains open, and that is what we can see in these photographs.
The black and white photographs, which show tumble-down farmsteads, deserted landscapes and decaying religious icons, have a nostalgic, almost melancholic quality, showing as they do what happens when a community is uprooted. But Hanna Yakarlova herself says she was keen not to pass judgment on the past, merely to capture its legacy.
I did not really want to do any kind of social documentary. I did not try to come up with any comments because this issue has already been commented on quite a lot, and it's been discussed, and it's been painful and passionate and very frustrating. And I think now, 15 years after the collapse of communism, I think most things were already said, and we all know that a great injustice happened.
The exhibition has both Czech and German support, proof of the recent attempts at reconciliation. One of the main sponsors is the German businessman Daniel Langhans. He was particularly fascinated by one image, a statue of a cross and two headless figures.
There are two persons, and you see, they don't have heads. So you think, where are the heads, and what happened with these sculptures? And what happened with the people who passed these sculptures? And what will happen now with the man who is regarding this image? What will happen in his heart regarding this image? And that is, I think, fascinating.
Danielle Langhans ending that report from Rob Cameron in Bromov. And if you happen to be heading that way, the exhibition in Bromov Monastery lasts until the 6th of June. And if you're in the Czech Republic and want to get away from the bustle of Prague, the Bromov area up in northeastern Bohemia really is a hauntingly beautiful part of the country.